For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. More than 100 firefighters were on the scene after a fire broke out in the ventilation system of the Portuguese restaurant Montero, located at the corner of Bishop Street and de Maisonneuve Boulevard. As emergency vehicles and fire engines blocked off de Maisonneuve Boulevard, traffic became more chaotic than usual. However, the fire was under control with no reported injuries. In the nearby Sir George Williams campus, air intake from the outside had to be shut off for the Hall and Webster Library buildings to reduce the smell of smoke. Concordia University's operations will continue as usual. However, the Sir George Williams Loyola shuttle bus terminal has been relocated to corner of McKay and St. Catherine Streets until further notice. The University of Guelph is offering an online pot-growing course as part of a new cannabis specialization in the university's horticulture certificate program. The course, which costs at least $550, is intended to teach people how to better grow marijuana. It will include growing basics such as lighting and irrigation systems, pest and disease management, and post-harvest curing and packaging. The university says the course will be geared to both home growers and those looking to get into the flourishing cannabis commercial industry. The course will draw upon the school's research expertise and will be taught by graduate student Brandon Yep. A Nassau resident took 97 dogs into her home in the Bahamas as Hurricane Dorian raged through the region. Chella Phillips wrote on Facebook, quote, 97 dogs are inside my house and 79 of them are in my bedroom. She went on to write that although the dogs were terrified, she was playing music throughout the house to calm them and had the air conditioning on to keep them cool. The Category 2 storm battered the Bahamas for more than a day and a half, with winds up to 185 miles per hour, leaving behind flooded neighborhoods and thousands of damaged homes. Officials are warning that the current death toll of 7 is likely to rise. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.